Thank you. Broadway musicals, man. Yeah, so every Friday she'd go to downtown Port Arthur, Ted's Record Shop, buy a new cast album, right? Then on cleaning day, she would put that LP on the Marantz turntable, crank it up as loud as it would go, man. Yeah, now she'd switch back and forth on all the big Broadway shows, you know, like My Fair Lady, yeah, Hello Dolly, West Side Story. Yeah, we heard those records a lot, man. I mean a lot, right? There's a lot of cleaning to be done in my house, right? So we had all the lyrics memorized, right? And we didn't just march along to the rhythms of these tunes, man. No, we sang along to every song, you know, sashaying around the house, yeah. A full family recreation of the whole show, man. Oh, like West Side Story. Yeah, Laura was Maria, Michael was Tony, and I, of course, for the Sharks, the Jets, Bernardo, and Anita. Man, I listened to Porgy and Bess so much, I wore that record out.
Thank you.
So I had to check out these books, right, and just live in the world with years ago. I was supposed to be going off to college, right? Well, I remember I just went off to Austin to get it on. Yeah, I was sitting into this hillbilly group, the Walnut Creek Boys. And you know, Walnut Creek runs right through Austin. Yeah, we were singing on the outskirts of town at this bar called Threadgills. Yeah, it was a reconverted gas station there. And one of those old awnings, all those gas stations have and everything, right? You know, you pull your car in, you go in, and you have a beer. So we go up there on Saturday nights. Well, I was the obscure loudmouth chick, right? And, hey, I tried to sing Woody Guthrie tunes, man. But every once in a while, I'd say, can I do mine now? Come on, let me do mine. And they'd say, all right, let the lady have her tune. So I said, hey, give me a 12 bar and D, because I sang the blues, man. And they only let me have one night. So I was damn sure it was a tune that I wrote, man. Keep calling me,
the whole wide world down.
So Big Brother played a few songs, right? And then they said, and now we'd like to introduce. Yeah, nobody had ever heard of me, man. I mean, I was just some chick, right? I didn't have on any hip clothes or nothing like that, man. No, I had on what I was wearing to college. Yeah. But I got on that stage, man, and I started singing. I went through a number of personal changes. Drug problems. Yeah. I mean, heavy drug problems, man. Yeah, I ended up back in Texas just trying to get myself together, man. None of it made sense to me. And some days it felt like wanting to commit suicide the day after you were born. Bessie and the music just kept calling me back. The people, you know, whether they know it or not, they like their blues singers miserable. Yeah, and they like their blues singers to die. Well, Bessie died on September 26, 1937, on her way to a gig in Mississippi. She was buried in an unmarked grave. the dead, Jefferson Airplane? Yeah, I mean, hey, we've all got something to say,
right?
Hey, have any of y'all ever heard the Queen of Soul? Oh, I'm talking about Aretha Franklin, man! Yeah. Come on, that's to me. She's by far and away the best thing in music today. No, but really, she turned it all into so much freedom for everybody, man. Yeah, I could stand backstage in the wings watching one of her shows any day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Aretha Franklin!
Yeah.
Thank you.
yourself, man. Well, hey, you just got the blues. Or maybe, if you don't mind sitting in your apartment, you know, 9 after 9, just watching TV, man. Well, hey, then you might feel, you know, like you won't ever get lonely. But listen, if you really want to be with someone, then talk to them. You know, really talk to someone and touch them. Well, maybe it's not what isn't, but it's what you wish for was that makes all the unhappiness, right? Yeah, and that's the hole. That's the vacuum. Shared a bedroom with my little sister Laura. You know, it was real dark, but we had this one amazing light source, man, the closet light. Yeah, I mean, it was like seeing and hearing and feeling the blues all at the same time. Yeah, but it was just the light. I really dug Nina Simone. When Nina sang Little Girl Blue, you could feel her pain, right? Her presence, man, her soul. her spirit, her entire being. And this one song, I mean, it was everything I was feeling at the time. Sit there, count your fingers.
Thank you.
story about this old opera singer once, and when this guy asked her to marry him, she took him backstage after she had sung a real triumph, right? You know, everyone was applauding for her, and the crowd was going crazy, and that audience reaction blew her mind. Yeah, so she asked him, "Do you think you can give me that?" And I mean, yeah, that story hit me right, man, because I know that no guy has ever made me feel as good as an audience. Yeah, man, I'm real far into this now. Okay? I mean, you know, I'm really committed. I don't think I could go off the road for long, and for life, with a guy, no matter how good. Hey, it's the truth, man. Yeah, it's a scary thing to say, though, isn't it?
Walk, man. When you walk through that front door, man, I'm gonna be able to tell by the look in your eyes.
the have-nots. You know, like, I got the blues because I don't have this. Or I got the blues because I don't have my baby. Man, I got the blues because I don't have that quarter for that bottle of wine. Or I got the blues because they won't let me into that bar. Well, you know what? Man, I'm just a middle-class white chick who comes from a family that would have loved to send me to college, man. I didn't want to. I had a job. I didn't dig it. I had a car. I didn't dig it. Yeah, I had it real easy. And then it all occurred to me one day in a flash while sitting in a bar somewhere that, you know, it's not just some uphill climb that one day everything's going to be all right, man. No, it's your whole life. I mean, you'll never touch that fucking carrot, man. And that's what the cosmic blues are, you know? Cause you ain't never gonna get it.
Everything can be replaced. Yeah.
Must it fly memory? Yeah. Where's your train? Has it been retreated as my genius? By my thumb, the diesel down just before rain. Rode us all the way to New Orleans.
Tell you right now, I'll tell you it's you.
you see, you know, you can fill your whole life up with ideas and still go home lonely. I mean, all we really have, man, you know, that really matters are feelings. And that's all songs are, man. I mean, they're just feelings.
Yeah, honey, it feels just like a
Say it before they say it. Now. Yeah, but that is the good thing about women, man. I mean, we will sing our fucking insides out, man. Yeah, man, you know, I always had this strong identification with F. Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald, right? I mean, they were the Full Tilt trip, right? That hell-bent way of living. Yeah, I mean, with Zelda, you got the feeling that she was willing to go through fire with him and that he ruined her. She was just as ambitious as he was. I used to want to be Zelda, right? You know, find my own F. Scott and happily jam on down to the Hotel Crazy, right? Arm in arm. Now I just don't know. You see, because I used to write love letters to my man, and I would sign them. You're the one. Yeah, and now I'm sitting back thinking, wait a minute, man. No. No. I'm the one. Yeah. Yeah. And you're the other one, right? You guys just gotta take this home with you, man. Remember what Janice is saying here, right? You're the one. Yeah, man. You're the one. Tell me, who did you Giving up bits and pieces of me now. Look, there'll be nothing left for James. And when I sing, I mean, when I come out here on this stage, man, it's really the only time I don't feel lonely. I mean, I feel like I come out here and I make love to y'all every night, man, and yet I still go home alone. Man, but this, I mean, this is like that feeling you get when you really touch someone for the first time. Yeah, which is why I need this moment with us to last, man, because to me, you're the ones. Yeah, you're the ones.
Thank you.
each day on hell free. So I want to buy me a color TV. And oh Lord, want to buy me a night on the town. I'm counting on you, Lord. Now please don't let me down, yeah. And prove that you love me and buy me next round. So oh Lord, want to buy me a night on the town. Everybody, oh Lord, want to buy me a mercy. Thank you, good night!